Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi. Oh, wait a minute. Let's just get right into it. Let's go over to the Weather Rat in the Weather Center. Do we have some breaking news? Sounds like you had Mexican. But anyway,
turn that down a little bit.
Okay. Okay. By the way, how is your disconnected colon or what's it?
my detached retina.
Rectum. Right.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
By the way, I was very heartwarming to see both Nessa and Miss Lauren be very concerned about your detached rectum.
I mean, what else would you expect? They're both very invested in my rectum.
Well, you know, and in fact, there's the title of today's show, Invested in My Rectum. Okay. Miss Lauren is invested in my rectum. Anyway, back to the let's go back over.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've lost our connection to the storm center. Let's go back over there now. All right, Vader, give us an update on the.
I don't remember it being that loud.
Perhaps officially detached now. Okay.
Right. What am I giving you an update on?
Well, on Isaias.
You know, the biggest concern that people have is you've got to roll your trash. You've got to get your trash can secured. Big Fatty, I have, because trash day is Tuesday, I will have 8 days of cat litter from 2 16-year-old cats in that trash can. These combined armies of Genghis Khan could not move that trash can, much less
Isaias.
A storm. Yes.
Right.
Yes. You know what? I think we should just start the little show.
Well, you know.
Oh, dear God.
No, there's always a skit. And
that was the skit.
Oh, no.
Big Fatty, is there a skit?
No, there's not a skit. We're just going to check the weather. By the way, that's what I've been doing all day long, is watching the Red Rain.
Yeah,
oh, was
true.
That the breeze?
Well, it was a little wind there, a little wind. Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you have been to Chipotle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Well, excuse me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday. That's Tuesday, the 4th of August, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one whose drink is not leaking, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me is someone who's having a little bit of an incident.
Well, there was a beverage incident. I was sitting here. I don't know. Maybe some of that cat litter blew into my iced beverage.
It's possible.
And
it's very possible.
There was some sort of remnant of something in the bottom of my beverage, and I know how fucking long that. By the way, can we say fucking on here? I don't remember.
We are tagged with explicit.
Okay, well, there was explicitly some fucking thing in the bottom of my beverage. That I didn't know what it was, and I know how long that opening is, so I changed the oil in the car and got a new beverage. Okay.
It was almost as long as the skit, not skit, But that's okay about? Because
it was fabulous skit.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's one for the ages. It proves that we will be around longer than that darn Elvis will be.
Well, you know, they're very busy, that darn Elvis folks. I'm sorry, my levels are a little loud. I just noticed that
you've
I was peaking.
You've got your gain all the way up, I think.
I think it's all the way down.
Well, maybe it's all the way down. That's the upper button.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was all the way down. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, we are professionals here.
By the way, do you call that your microphone the Joe in Dallas?
Ooh.
He's looking for something on the soundboard.
No, well,
oh yeah, the jalopy is definitely the.
Not why I think of Joe in Dallas.
I believe
but
that would be the donkey is what you should have pressed instead.
I don't see the donkey. I'm wondering if I accidentally forgot to put it on the board, and by accidentally I mean purposefully forgot to.
Here, let me do it instead. I am hung like a donkey.
Yeah, I don't see it. So I apparently don't have it. I'm so sorry.
By the way, now, we do have breaking news though. Since last week, you know, Vader, I couldn't hear the sound effect. By the way, I went and listened to that. It was awful. It was just awful. Last week's show. The only good part of that show was your detached colon. What is it again?
Detached rectum.
Detached rectum. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Poor McFatty. Right. You're the one whose colon detached itself voluntarily.
Oh no! It ran away with the spoon.
So I didn't think last week's
okay.
Oh right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Right. I didn't think last week's show was that bad. I mean, it was bad. Don't get me wrong. But everything we do is pretty bad. But
By the way, I've listened to the first couple of shows of I've Got Something to Natter About or whatever call it.
Yeah.
And this is the ones before you had Biberon Archer. And, you know, I just can't bring myself to those yet. But you said you had two subscribers.
Yes. And I don't know who they are, but it's probably Archer and me. So... Yeah.
Well, you have three now because I subscribed as well.
Oh, really?
I couldn't figure out how to do it, but I did it.
Right. You couldn't figure out how to look it up in the iTunes?
Well, except I couldn't remember what the name of it was. And,
well, it's linked over on thelfc.online up at the top. Oh. I think it's called The Other Show. So it's over there if you want to follow through to that link. And so, yeah, thank you for the plug. So last week had an hour with Daniel Brewer.
I'm so sorry.
Ooh, it was tough. And then Saturday, the most recent show as we're recording this, had an hour with Archer. So,
yes.
And then this coming Wednesday, I think it is, have another hour with Daniel Brewer. So...
Oh,
right under an hour. So
he heard that you had an hour with somebody else, so he had to have an hour more than that.
Right,
and then Archer the following week will want another hour.
Right.
It'll be
and
the
I,
Archer
I will never get.
Show.
Yeah, I'll never right. get to say
In fact,
what I have
why
to
don't,
say.
Why don't you just do a three-way call and then put your mic on mute, and then they can talk to each other on your show.
Right. Right.
Okay, that's pretty much it. Okay.
That's,
by the way, the sound effects were a little low last week, also.
Were they? Because in my ear, it sounds like they're a little hot. A little hot.
Well, they're not hot. They're not hot in my ear. Yo, well, by the way, Vader got it figured out how I can. Oh, excuse me. How I could hear the sound effects this week.
And the best part is, it was actually. I don't know why I was making it so difficult. So we can set
your Vader.
We can set you up to do it too. It's actually super easy. So
you mean I can play sound effects too?
Yeah. We can. You'll have to
come over and do it.
Right. But that's okay. Yeah, it involves audio hijack.
Very easy for me.
Right. It involves audio hijack, but that's. But you don't. Yeah, it's super easy. I sent you a screenshot of the setup for it.
You sent me a Venn diagram. Yes, and it looked like the nuclear bomb formula or something like that. And by nuclear bomb formula, I mean something to fix your collapsed colon or whatever it's called.
You are going downtown very quickly there. Poor McFaddy. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I've just gotten a textimonium here. Wait a minute. Just look. And it's an e-letter. No, it says, I've been nominated for something.
Oh, dear Lord. For
Joan
for...
Riley. That Joan Riley, I tell you what, I've been nominated for inclusion in Who's Who.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I back in my college days, I was named to Who Cares.
Ah.
Okay.
Back anyway. On Monday, I was named to Who Cares.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, now, wait a minute. You've got a y'all Vader posted something on the Twitty saying I'm on a conference call and tell this story because I specifically did not get back with you because I wanted to do this on the little show.
Yeah. So
by the way, do we need to go in the coal mine for you to tell this story of the coal mine?
Well, you know what? I think that we do, and you're just testing me to make sure that I can take us into the coal mine, aren't you?
Well, yes.
So we are in the mine. Did you lock the jalopy before coming in? Sorry, I didn't know if that's... Okay.
And so, usually about this time of year, I fly out to Kansas City for a conference with a software vendor.
Let's go out of the coal mine, because I can't fucking understand what you're saying.
So exhausting. So... Okay. Back out of the mines. Let's just pretend it's Sicily, 1922. You know, so it's more of a flashback. But usually go out to Kansas City for a little conference, and I usually extend by a few days because you know I have a lot of the hot friends out there that I like to touch inappropriately. So obviously, so obviously because of the COVID, I could not see my hot friends or get the awkward message from Plan 9. On Grindr,
right. You know, he just had a birthday on Saturday.
I know. Usually, he's out celebrating his birthday while I'm there. So this company, in all of their wisdom, decided they were going to have a virtual conference.
That sounds horrifying. But anyway, oh, I see you're having to have wine to tell this story,
right?
So, what kind of wine? What kind of wine is it? You know, Plan 9. He likes to have the dinner parties, and he might want to serve that wine.
Right. This is just the Target $5 bottle of Sauv Blanc.
Oh, well, absolutely.
It's high-end stuff. And so that's all I had time to run and get when I left the coal mine. But I was hesitant to even participate because this company, like, it's well-known within this company that I am not a participator. So, but I said, you know, I want to hear kind of like the state of the union sort of thing, and maybe there will be something good to come of it. And so it starts, and they're trying to do a morning show sort of situation where they're sitting six feet apart.
Almost like a skit.
Yep, a skit. Big Fatty, it was just dreadful. And they were interspersing it with these videos, and they would run and change clothes while the video was playing so that when they came back. And so out of my mouth comes, this is fucking awful. And, like, you know, there were, like, some people at the coal mine standing behind me that were just kind of watching and thought nothing of it because it was a webinar, assumed that no one could hear because whatever. Turns out that is incorrect. So I broadcast this is fucking awful to the entire leadership team of this company. So yeah, that's about it. That's all I got.
So were you like a Zoom bomber or whatever those people are called?
Well, it was on BlueJeans, but yeah, like it. I don't think that. I think they were just they didn't know how to turn off the mics from all of the there were 900 participants. So I'm impressed that they could keep up with it, but I guess they hadn't figured out how to turn off the mics.
They quickly learned how to turn yours off, huh?
Right. It wasn't broadcast. It was just broadcast to everyone, including the people on the screen who were talking. They could hear it in their earbuds. So that happened. But yeah, that's all. It was much funnier via Twitter than it is story to tell. So, okay. Now, Big Fatty, we do have some breaking news.
Oh, gosh. All right. I don't know about this one. Double breaking.
You do know about this one.
Do I?
Wilford Brimley, diabetes has died. Now, we don't have any bagpipes or anything like
well,
that.
Well, those used to be trademarked, but they're now in the public domain. Mm. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look at that.
That's Enya. Enya did that.
Ah, well,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring Enya up with you having that colossal colon.
Right. I'll have to add to the Venn diagram in order to play that sort of music.
Ah. Gotcha.
So cannot do that right now, but yeah, Mr. Diabetes, Mr. Cocoon, and he was on that show where he was the grandpa. Was it Our House?
I don't know.
In the
80s. I always knew him from the post Grape Nuts.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, he was.
That's when you eat a box of sticks and twigs and. Twigs and nuts or whatever.
It's very
healthy. By the way, this is coming out Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've all missed it, but Monday, what? And I'm sure everybody knew this ahead of time, was Grab Some Nuts Day.
Ooh.
And, which kind of fits right in there with Wilford Brimley. And, at this moment, let's just kind of have a moment of thinking of grabbing Wilford Brimley's. Never mind. Okay, great.
You know what? Speaking of Wilford Brimley, isn't Dr. Stone's birthday coming up?
It is. I don't know if folks know this or not, but he was born a day and 20 years after me. No, he was born 19. He was born a day short of 20 years after me.
Okay. That makes...
That means he was born on the 9th and I'm born on the 10th.
Right.
But I'm 20 years older than him.
Right. Well, and you're fat.
Which makes him very fat.
Right, right. Well, Big Fatty, did you prepare for the dead or alive?
Are we doing a little show? It's like asking, is there a skit?
Well, there wasn't a skit today, so,
sure
you know.
Sure was. That was a great skit. It'll go down in the anus.
Right,
oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean to bring up your fractured anus.
Mm.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. So
okay, Big Fatty.
All right. So our first person, dead or alive, Barack Obama.
Alive.
And we would know him from?
He was an attorney in Illinois.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Right. All right. The next one is Louis Vuitton.
Ooh, fashion designer. I believe he's alive.
And we would know him from what now?
A fashion designer. Is
fashion
this a little loud?
No, it sounds good. Louis Vuitton was, it lists him as an entrepreneur. However, he died, in 1892.
Okay.
So, no, he's not alive. Louis Armstrong.
Dead. And he was a musician, like a blues musician.
Right. And he died in 1971. He played the trumpet. all right. Billy Bob Thornton.
Probably smells like he's dead. But I'm guessing he's alive. And he's an actor. And I believe, wasn't he in Deliverance? Wasn't that his big thing?
Well, he is famous for saying you got a real pretty mouth.
Right, right.
But anyway, he is alive and he's 64 years old and lives in Arkansas with an old crooked hat.
Yeah, I was about to say. Who? Okay.
Jeff Gordon.
Oh, career dead. Ooh. But he's alive. He's a NASCAR driver.
He is a race car driver. And speaking of old Crooked Hat, drives like a maniac. But I guess we're out of time.
I guess isn't it great that you can hear the music
about Cole and Dylan Strauss?
Well, they sound like Nazis, so they're probably alive.
Do you know this person, Megan Markley?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe she's a princess these days, but also she's an actress.
I believe she's a duchess. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Retired.
So, but you know, that's okay because we'll let it slide because you have the intestinal detachment problem or whatever the fuck it's called. What is it you got again? Okay. Anyway.
Detached retina. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rectum.
Yeah. Speaking of, there's nearly enough of that. Or.
Well, I know.
We need to get you access to the sounds.
Now, when you go in to have your detached rectum looked at, will you be riding on the Pants Off Express when you go to the doctor for that?
This is the longest sound effect ever. Also, I can catch the Pants Off Express in my backyard. So,
right. By the way, we haven't had a hobo report in a while.
You know, they put up a new fence, so there haven't been as many hobos. Also, they started arresting them, so. By the way, Big Fatty, I do have you and I come from a background of media, shall we say.
Okay.
And we both have the same opinion on printing corrections, and that is we don't do it. But I do have to issue a correction. I confused Howard and Logan.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Like when I said he had moved to Texas, that's Logan who moved Colorado or Texas or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Howard. I don't remember. I don't know how to get in touch with Howard.
I don't either, but I believe Howard had an enormous penis is the only thing I remember about Howard.
If I had to guess...
Magoo, you got it again.
And yeah. What about Simon? Have we heard from Simon?
We will not hear the Simon sound. That's the one that breaks every time we try to use it. So okay. We won't be hearing that. Yeah, I hear from Simon. I hear from Simon. I don't think I have that one.
You need to send him an e-letter. Oh, I don't know what that one is.
A slurp.
Oh. I don't remember a slurp.
Well, it came preloaded.
Oh, excuse me.
With some sounds. But I do not see arpeggio gliss. I think that's the one that kept breaking. So
that is arpeggio gliss. You're correct.
Yeah. So.
Anyway,
so I need to follow up with them and tell them, hey, we're doing this again, so you should come join us. So we only have a couple of minutes left, and I have a very hungry kitty staring at me.
Right.
Now, are you ready for the hurricane?
Well, I have made my my preparations. G, H, and I. Or all of those. By the way, what DEFCOM are you at the coal mine?
The one where we have operations as normal tomorrow.
Okay.
I guess they figured you survived the COVID so far. It's only supposed to be...
If COVID ain't gotten you, Isa.
And the 7 inches of rain and 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds, like, no big deal.
They just figured everybody would like to walk around bragging, I survived 7 inches.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, no.
Okay.
Anyway. So, oops.
Well, that it sounds like they're arresting hobos.
So, I am going to work tomorrow. And, you know, that's just all there is to it.
Well, I know you like to take your bicycle to the coal mine during a hurricane.
I do. Well, so, I learned from you.
But, you know, it won't be really a hurricane. It'll be more like a just like a breeze or whatever. So I don't know. Oh, God, I wish you.
What?
That sounded. Wah, wah, wah. It sounded like you were coughing up a hairball or something.
No, that was the cat. She's sitting right here. She's just waiting on this to be over so she can cough up a hairball on my bed.
Oh, that is so hot.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have all the gentlemen, all of them. So
that's what brings the boys to the yard, isn't it?
It is. Well, it brings them to the family compound. I feel like we should prepare more next week for this.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should like have something to like maybe another quiz program. We can't play Larry's favorite phobias every week.
No. Maybe if we had a voice letter number, Miss Lauren could call in.
Well, you know what you can do? You can send your you can send your voice letter to meh@thelfc.online. And we'll play it on the Little Hootenanny Show. In fact, we have music for that and everything. And I mean, you know, we'd love to hear from you. So far, we've heard from Nessa, and then I think Miss Lauren tweeted.
Well, I think Nessa just got in touch with you because she was pissed that she wasn't invited to be on the show before Archer, right?
Right, right. Okay. I tried to get Miss Bacon even, but...
Oh,
I just can't do it.
Maybe we should do a segment on bacon. And we'll we'll tell, you know, truth or dare. No, not truth or... Oh, dear Gussie. Maybe we'll say truth or lies, and Miss Bacon will have to call in and tell us if it's the truth or if it's a lie.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, she says she hates to hear her voice, but she leaves you voicemails all the time.
Now, before the time runs out, are you going to be watching the Big Brother app? Because you know it debuts on Wednesday night.
No, I will not be watching the Big Brother. So.
Well, it's the only thing that's going to be new.
Except I don't even have TV, so I just basically watch cruise videos on YouTube. Mia?
Okay.
I can't hear you. Okay, well, I guess that's all. This has been a shit show.
Oh, wow. So it's just like every other show. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just agreeing with you, so.
Oh, okay.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening, and I promise it won't get any better.
And his rectum is still detached.